This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. As we launch here into the third hour of the program with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
And Daryl.
You guys both had the same story about Border Patrol device security, or the lack of device security, because the way it worked, and now there's been some sort of proposed change or actual ordered change that you're going to tell us about here, Daryl.
Yes.
Some coming down from on
high. Updated guidelines from the Customs and Border Protection.
But the way, as I understood it, that it worked was if the border agents want to see your phone and or laptop and whatever's inside of it, they can demand that you enter your password. If you don't, you can refuse. But if you don't, they can confiscate the device until such time as which they've determined that whatever, they want to give it back. So basically,
yeah,
you may never see it again.
Right. Yeah, this reminds me of New Hampshire, where you can not provide ID. It's not illegal, but the cop has the right to demand it.
I was thinking, so let's hear what the change is, because again, you know, going through the border, you basically don't have privacy, and that's true in a lot of places.
Right, and, you know, it's been longstanding tradition, if you will, in the United States that the Constitution does not apply at the border. I've actually had border people tell me that.
That's kind of how it gets paraphrased, but that's not the entire truth.
That's how they generally operate, and
that's how they operate, but that's not necessarily what the courts have ruled.
Well, the fact is, you know, the constitutional protections certainly don't apply when it comes to privacy at the border. You don't have it. You know,
they can search your stuff, absolutely.
Yeah.
But that's not necessarily That's not necessarily the same thing as saying
the Fourth Amendment does not apply, which means the Constitution does not apply. You have
that
no rights.
Part of the Constitution does not apply.
What part applies?
Everything else, I guess? I don't know.
That they can't quarter troops in your luggage.
I don't know. All I'm saying is that
you can tell them to F off, so I guess freedom of speech is, you know, still there, but if the right to privacy doesn't apply, then that's one of the most important rights the border.
If the Constitution was completely suspended at the border, then me telling them that, no, I will not give you my password would be a crime and they could lock you up for it. But it's not.
Well, no, they just take your things.
Right, they will take your things and they can do that. But you obviously still have some sort of constitutional right, because if you didn't, then they would just lock you up and throw away the key.
All right.
So that's all.
Again, I've had Border Patrol people tell me the Constitution does not apply at the border. They certainly act as though it does.
And I do agree that that's how they operate and they act, but that's not technically correct.
So let's talk about the newest update here.
Yeah, please.
The Hill says, under updated guidelines, border agents must have reasonable suspicion of violations of law to conduct exhaustive forensic searches of smartphones, tablets, and other electronic devices belonging to individuals entering or exiting the United States.
Okay, because I'd heard that it could happen on exit.
Yes.
Interesting.
And that generally...
What's the logic of that?
That generally only happens if you're traveling by boat or airplane.
Uh-huh.
Whereas if you're, you know, driving or walking across the border, it's the other country's border people that you're dealing with when leaving the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're on boat or airplane, you have to deal with American Border Patrol before you leave.
It would be nice if somebody would make an app for the phones that you could run, kind of like how Cell 411 will allow you to have a fake delete button.
Yeah,
to where if you run Cell 411, which is, for listeners that don't know, a really great emergency alerts app for your friends and your family members, you can send an alert out when something's going wrong in your life, and your friends and family receive it rather than some 911 people. so you can actually call in people who care about you to a situation. Great program. Go to getcell411.com. But one of the cool little features you can turn on in the settings is to have a fake delete button to where if a cop snatches your phone while you're recording, let's say, a police encounter, and the cop's like, aha, I'm going to delete this video, and they hit delete, it looks like they deleted the video.
It logs it too, right?
And it takes a picture. Using the front camera on the phone, yeah, yeah. It takes a picture of when the delete button is pressed, it snaps a photo surreptitiously. It's not going to make the photo noise. Snaps that photo. That way you know later on, because you can go look later and see which cop it was that illegally deleted the video.
That would be
and
great.
So, awesome. I was hoping that, you know, there'd be some kind of app, and maybe Edward Snowden can make this his next app, because he came out with an app recently. I don't know if you heard about that.
I did not know he made apps.
The next app could be like the Border Patrol app that looks like your phone, but they can't really do anything. Like, everything's generic and useless, basically, and it lets them flip around and see nothing. And they think that they're, like, in your phone.
You can even extend that to be something really, like, have really funny stuff on the phone.
Sure.
Like, I don't know, dirty pictures of, like...
something legal.
Yeah, something legal. or just, I don't know, something that makes you come off as, like, I don't know, somebody like who's really powerful, or I don't know, something really fun.
Yeah, so who knows?
How do dirty pictures make you look powerful?
No. That would be something separate,
probably. If
they
were of politicians.
Like, maybe a fake picture of you with the president, or I don't know, something, right?
Anyway, let's go on.
Yeah, Customs and Border Protection on Friday issued the updated guidelines for searches of electronic devices at the border, which contain new restrictions on the circumstances under which officials can conduct what are called advanced searches.
Hmm.
These searches are those in which agents connect external equipment to a device in order to analyze or copy its contents. According to the new directive, agents need to demonstrate reasonable suspicion of criminal wrongdoing or otherwise show that there is a national security concern in order to conduct the advanced search. The directive states, quote, many factors may create reasonable suspicion or constitute a national security concern. Examples include the existence of a relevant national security-related lookout in combination with other articulable factors as appropriate, or the presence of an individual on a government-operated and government-vetted terrorist watch list. Border agents are still allowed to manually search devices, which could involve sifting through photos, browsing history, or messages with or without suspicion in what is called a basic search.
Okay.
So the headline that I saw was a little misleading because it didn't include the word advanced search.
Yeah.
It just said border agents need reasonable suspicion to search devices.
So had you read just the headline, you would have been misinformed on this. So it turns out they can.
Or just the first paragraph.
Yeah. So they can search your device with a manual search, meaning a border agent thumbing around your phone or your laptop and, you know, just seeing what they see.
Yeah, they don't need articulable suspicion.
Correct.
Or individualized
it's just because you're there.
According to the ACLU.
Because you're there, they can do it.
The article here continues. The new guidelines supersedes a directive issued in August 2009 during the Obama administration and applies to searches of mobile phones, computers, tablets, cameras, and virtually any other digital device. Department of Homeland Security has encountered criticism from privacy advocates for its searches of electronic devices belonging to U.S. citizens entering the country, which are conducted without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Lawmakers Ron Wyden of Oregon and Rand Paul of Kentucky have clamored for more restrictions on digital device searches. In a statement on Friday, Wyden described the new restrictions as an improvement, but reiterated that a warrant should be required for searches of devices belonging to U.S. citizens, saying, quote, manually examining an individual's private photos, messages, and browsing history is still extremely invasive and should require a warrant. The ACLU sued the Department of Homeland Security on behalf of 11 travelers who had their devices searched and described the policy as a step forward, but says it doesn't go far enough.
Of course not.
But the case, that case is still ongoing, right?
Yeah.
Probably because it doesn't mention the case being resolved.
Mm-hmm.
ACLU Legislative Counsel Nima Singh Guliani says the policy would still enable officers at the border to manually sift through a traveler's photos, emails, documents, and other information stored on a device without individualized suspicion of any kind.
Ridiculous.
And then they get into some of the numbers.
I wonder why this is happening. Is it because they're being sued? Is it so the Border Patrol can say, look, Judge, we agree. We've gone too far. Look, you don't need to rule on this case. Just go ahead and dismiss it. We're doing better now. You can't.
We've updated our policy.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'd love to hear any speculation as to why they're doing this. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL. blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency? It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital money that you can use to send instant and private payments anywhere for pennies. Dash offers a decentralized network where miners are rewarded for keeping it strong and safe. Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world. Start your journey. Check out Dash.org for more information. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. Download the Bitcoin.com wallet for easy and secure access to your Bitcoin Core and your Bitcoin Cash. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk.
Talk Live. Dial toll free to bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here and take control of the airwaves. You don't have to talk about the border. But if you've got an experience that you want to share of how you were treated trying to come back in or maybe even leave from the United States, because they can get you at any point when you're crossing the border if they want to search your devices.
And they're getting more and more people every month.
You've got some statistics you said you wanted to share here, Daryl.
Yes.
The news, though, is that the Trump administration, apparently their U.S. Department of Justice has issued, or was it the Border Patrol?
Border Patrol.
The Border Patrol, which I guess is probably a division of them, but anyway, the Border Patrol issued a notice saying, okay, you've got to have reasonable suspicion to be able to do a advanced search, meaning to hook up a smartphone or a laptop to some sort of device that can then just ingest all the data on your smartphone. That they're saying you have to have now reasonable suspicion for.
Correct.
But the border agents can do what they call a basic search, where the border agents just flipping around through your emails and photos or whatever else it is, they can just find.
Let me see all your nudie pictures.
Yeah, with their just find on their own on your phone. But my question before we went away, and we can get to the statistics in a moment, is why would they do this? I mean, what is the reason? Because the government normally doesn't roll back and say, wow, we've gone too far with these invasive searches.
And you speculated this, but my guess is that, it probably has something to do with allowing them to settle this lawsuit that the ACLU has filed against Department of Homeland Security. And again, that lawsuit on behalf of the 11 travelers who had their devices searched. ACLU is saying, hey, you need a warrant to search devices because Fourth Amendment says, right to, something persons, papers, and effects.
And that should apply to everybody. It shouldn't just apply to so-called U.S. citizens. That should apply to human beings because the Constitution is supposed to be for everybody.
But the United States government says Fourth Amendment does not apply at borders and can, decide on a whim which parts of the U.S. Constitution do apply.
Well, I certainly hope that the ACLU, they're not going to settle on this.
Yeah,
so.
I don't think that's going to be a settlement either. They don't do that.
No, the ACLU is not going to settle.
Yeah, so. They're not going to settle this. This is going all the way.
Right, but the judge could wind up dismissing the case because the Border Patrol issued a thing and said, see, we're making good faith. The ACLU could appeal the dismissal.
I hope they do. Because this needs to be applied to all devices at all levels.
But this is not going to be something where the ACLU says, oh, yeah, okay, you made a change. We're dropping the case.
No,
that's not what I was speculating at all.
I'm not saying you were.
So let's get into some of the numbers.
We were just pointing out that even if the judge does whatever, the ACLU is going to go to the mat on this, I expect, and they should.
Right. Yeah. Border Patrol released some figures showing the agency conducted more than 30,000 border searches of electronic devices belonging to those exiting and entering the country in fiscal year 2017.
Wow.
And that's from October 1st, 2016 through September 30th, 2017. That's a 50% increase over the previous year.
Wow.
More than 29,000 international travelers entering the U.S. had their devices searched, compared with nearly 18,500 the previous year. Far fewer individuals had devices searched when leaving the United States. The Border Patrol said that they searched 3,133 devices of travelers in August 2017, the only month that the count broke 3,000. Most months in 2017 hovered around 2,500. The previous year, searches exceeded 2,000 during only 1 month, that being August fiscal year 2016, the only time fiscal year 2016 it went over 2,000. So they're increasing these searches.
Bad.
Drastically. The article here continues, under the updated policy, border agents are allowed to detain an electronic device or copies of information on the device to perform a more thorough search. The directive says such detentions should not exceed 5 days unless extenuating circumstances exist.
So it's interesting. You know, they could come out. I don't know, maybe somebody already has a device like this, but you can create a, like on a computer, you can have a hard disk that's remotely attached to the machine, like at a distance. So, like, you could post a partition basically on the internet on like Amazon, something or other, cloud or whatever, and then nothing is actually stored on the device, and they wouldn't be able to access it, and they can't demand passwords because it's that cloud thing. But really, the device itself would operate as if it was the main, you know.
Interesting.
Right.
Okay.
So it'd be interesting to see if somebody either comes out with something like that, or because it, I mean, they wouldn't be able to search under the policy.
Directive also notes that an agent may ask a traveler to provide a passcode
only for local stuff, though, not stuff that's in the cloud.
They can ask. Says that the officer may detain the device if unable to complete the inspection because the device is passcoded or encryption protected.
So
the guidance says, quote, travelers are obligated to present electronic devices and the information contained therein in a condition that allows inspection of the device and its contents.
Right.
So the cloud-based stuff, you know, now you're just talking about something other than stuff on a computer or on a phone, and I don't know how many people want the, you know, Bitcoin wallet that they've downloaded to their phone to not actually be on their phone, but to be on the cloud.
So it would execute on your phone. Your wallet would be on your phone. It's just that it would be stored on a partition in the cloud that was encrypted, and there wouldn't actually be any data stored, like all your configuration files wouldn't actually be
on the phone
itself.
So when I unlock the home screen and I look at the list of apps,
it would be an empty phone.
Are there apps on the home screen or not?
Once the partition's dismounted, there would be nothing on your phone other than the default.
All right.
Is what you're saying actually possible, or something
absolutely
that you're saying
it's absolutely possible, and I've sort of done it.
So let me try to dumbify this, because I'm still not understanding what the hell you're saying. I'm Border Patrol agent.
Yeah.
You're coming through the border.
Yeah.
I say, Chris, I need you to unlock this phone. You put in the passcode.
Yep.
Are there things on the home screen or not?
No, because until you mount the partition, there isn't anything.
I don't understand what you mean by mount a partition.
Right. You'd have to put, what you're saying is you'd have to put in some sort of
a second password on, basically. No command line. It's just like there would be one app, right?
Okay, there's an app.
There's one app, I guess you would say. So that app would then connect you. It would give you access to your apps. It would give you access to your data, everything.
Yeah.
But you have to enter a password in order to mount it. And I don't know any other way to describe this.
Yeah. Mounting is
so
a
you
term
unlock
about
the home screen. There's a button for phone.
Connect yeah, me. Exactly.
And then you press that, and here's a bunch of stuff. I need passwords.
So your apps are still going to end up running on your phone itself, but the data and the programs are going to be stored remotely.
But you said you've done this not on a phone, but on a laptop, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And the same principles
so
all apply
you believe
to a
that
phone.
In theory it could work, but there's no app
absolutely
that you know of that does this?
I haven't looked.
All right. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. I don't know if there's more, Daryl, but if so, we can share that coming up. You are welcome to share your comments. And if you have any experience with these Border Patrol searches, did you ever get your app, device confiscated?
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
People are waking up. They're standing up to those pushing pesticides and GMOs as safe alternatives for a starving world. What a bunch of crap! I tell you, I'd rather eat dirt. So, I drink Life Change Tea. It's an herbal drink, cleansing my body of toxic sludge and nasty chemicals, and of course, ridding the intruders that are hidden in my so-called food. And by the way, Life Change Tea is non-GMO and organic. No fillers, no yuck. Just a great defense against you-know-what. May the supplement force awaken you. Don't fall to the dark side. Sorry. I went to the movies last night. Anyway, enough said. How do you get that herbal drink and change your life? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You will awaken. You will get stronger, and you might even lose a bit of weight. So awaken to Life Change Tea and the many one-of-a-kind supplements at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. May the supplement force be with you.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything that you want right here toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you want to help build a better financial system for everyone, join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, it can be private and easy, fees are low, and transactions are quick and can be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone anywhere in the world anytime for just pennies on the dollar. And Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. You can take back control over your financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Go to Dash.org and find out why. Tonight, it's Ian here.
Chris.
And Daryl.
To the phones. To the fun. We talked to David. He is on Skype calling from North Carolina. Hello, David.
Hey, how's it going, gentlemen? Happy Friday.
Thanks.
So, Chris, I don't know what kind of cell phone carrier you have, but I could not imagine mounting NFS volume or ice fuzzy volume over a cellular carrier. I mean, that would just be a nightmare. You'd have stale volumes all over the place, corrupt file systems. But the concept seems, you know, legit.
I wouldn't say you necessarily use NFS or NBD. Terrible probably solutions to the problem, but there's other solutions out there.
Well, what do those things mean?
And NBD is network block device, so it kind of reads a remote device as your. It's only really meant for a network, not necessarily the internet. But you could do it over the internet. It's also unencrypted, so like, but you could do the encryption could be done on the local device itself. So you could do it still.
So a simple way to deal with this, we're talking for listeners just tuning in, we're talking about crossing the border in or out of the United States and the Border Patrol's ability to demand that you put in a password. If you don't, they'll steal your phone or laptop from you and give it back if they ever feel like it. What do you do?
The directive says that the detention of devices should not exceed 5 days unless there are extenuating circumstances.
In which case, they can last as long as they want.
There's probably a better way to do it anyway. Just sync the data. So you would store it remotely and then hit a button. It just wipes everything from the device before you go to the border, and they would just resync it back.
And I don't know about iPhones, but on an Android, at least, you can go in and you can log out from your Google account on the Android. So you just go into the settings of the phone, and then you go into the Google accounts, because there's like an accounts setting, and then you just tell it you want to delete your account from the phone. Then, if some nosy Border Patrol agent goes into your email, there's nothing there, because you've deleted the account from the phone.
The Google account, though, isn't stored on the phone. It's stored over the web anyway.
I understand
so
that. But if your password and your account is not in the phone,
yeah,
there is nothing that will show when you go into the email.
Right.
Right. So that's one way to kind of get around this, is to just sort of sanitize the phone. Log out of delete the account from the phone. You can always go and put it back in once you cross the border.
Right. Presumably, though, the people have more data on their phone, like they have pictures and, you know,
well, then don't cross with any incriminating pictures in that particular case. But I'm talking about, like, you know, to me, I don't have any pictures that, you know, they need to worry about. I don't care if they see pictures of my dog.
It's an issue of privacy, period, right? Like, it doesn't matter
whether
it's legal or not.
It doesn't bother me if they see a picture of my dog.
It bothers me if they see a picture of my dog.
Okay. To me,
have a dog.
I don't, but it bothers me whether they know I have a dog or not.
I got you there. I talk about the dog on the radio. It doesn't matter to me.
Just take pictures of random dogs.
But I don't want them being able to read, you know, important Free Talk Live related emails or whatever. And certainly they could, if they got a warrant, they could go into the emails because they're Gmail based anyway. So, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't be hard for them to do that. And obviously anything that's super important, you ought to be PGP encrypting, in which case they wouldn't be able to read those.
Absolutely.
Either. But, you know, again, you can jump through these hoops. In my case, it was like, okay, I'm sitting here in the airport. Instead of checking emails, which is what I might normally do, or like trying to get important things done, I was spending time just going through and like logging out of Telegram, logging out of, you know, Signal, deleting the apps, and, you know, just getting those things off the phone entirely, basically. Mm. And then later, you just go and re-add them back in and, you know, log back into those things. David, any other suggestions, any thoughts?
Yeah, just something totally unrelated. James Whittakind, if you're listening, man, you got to drop the hate. You got to look for peace. And
is he even around?
It's not fair to call out a listener who is not able to call back in to respond, in my opinion. You're referring to a man that is one of the few people that's ever been banned from the airwaves on Free Talk Live, and he still is on a current ban at this time. I forget when that's going to expire, maybe. I don't know.
My apologies.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's just, I mean, you can say it. You can say it, but.
I just want to say that there are people that cared about him, but there's someone that cared about him first. He knows what he needs to do, and that's
okay.
All.
Yeah, you're kind of far off. It's a little hard to hear your voice right now. I don't know what happened.
My apologies. That's all I had. But, gentlemen, keep up the good work, and Friday.
All right. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But I do agree with you. I mean, just for good measure, if you've got photos on your device, before you leave, copy them all off and delete them.
Yep.
So there you go.
Now, do you want to hear some Orwellian doublespeak from John Wagner, the Deputy Executive Assistant Commissioner of the Custom and Border Protection?
Of
he says that searches of electronic devices at the border are essential to national security and law enforcement.
For your own good.
Oh, wow.
While also simultaneously saying CBP is committed to preserving the civil rights and civil liberties of those being out here, including the small number of those whose devices are searched, which is why the updated directive includes provisions above and beyond prevailing constitutional and legal requirements. Our authority for the border search of electronic devices is and will continue to be exercised judiciously, responsibly, and consistent with the public trust.
The lack of rational thought astounds me. I mean, so do you know how inefficient it is to try and search? I mean, what are they? They're searching 0.007, is it now? It's less than 1% of all travelers.
Still, though, 30,000 people.
It's a lot of people it's impacting, but the idea that you're going to somehow, you know, protect, I don't even know what you're trying to protect. I mean, we're talking about data here. We're not talking about people, you know, bringing, I don't know, weapons or, you know, explosives or I don't
but
even know.
As far as the government's concerned, information is a weapon.
Right.
You know, people that know the truth about the government.
You can have blueprints to the White House and plans on how to blow up Parliament.
They're already published. All this stuff was out there, and they actually... Oh,
but
my.
You might have them on your electronic device.
Okay, so if it's public information that has been published in a public form...
But we don't want you to have it on your electronic device.
Okay.
You're trying to logic when dealing with the government.
Yeah.
This is just throwing money down the tube, down the drain. It doesn't help at all.
I would love to get, you know, and I know I realize that at the border it's also very hard. You're talking about the Constitution being suspended. You also don't have a right to record at the border. They don't like that at all. It would be great to be able to document this process going on.
Is there a ruling you can point to that? Because that's a speech issue, and as far as I know, speech isn't suspended at the border.
Well, I don't have any rulings on that. There's just straight up intimidation that goes on. So
yeah, I know that's true. But
you know, when you're at a border, it's one of the hardest places to stand on your rights.
Hey, even when I'm not flying internationally, it's I totally get it. Yeah, absolutely.
Because, you know, you want to make your connecting flight, right?
Every time I fly, even domestically, I get searched, patted down, the whole works because I won't go through the body scanner. So.
I do too. I also opt out.
Yep. Opt out every time.
As they say. The only time I never have opted out was actually when I was coming back from Acapulco last year, and that's because we were about to miss our connecting flight. It was literally like 10 minutes between when we got through.
Yeah, that's hard.
And they didn't even really hold us back in the customs. It was just a close call because our plane was late.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
Well, you can't. In a lot of cases, you can't do that,
right? You couldn't do that in that case, probably, yeah.
So there's more coming up here in moments. 850, because Acapulco is not a big place.
Right, I looked at flights there, yeah.
855 450 Free Like Freedom. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at PiratesWithoutBorders.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma. Your path to wellness begins here.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live moments remain here for you if you want to dial in and join us. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. In the studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Chris,
and Daryl.
We're going to go to your calls and thoughts. You can, of course, bring up anything you want to discuss. Also, I do want to let you know about MyPillow. If you want to try out what might very well be the best pillow you'll ever use, you can actually do it near risk-free for 60 days. You just go to MyPillow.com and use code FTL. You get your MyPillow at half price when you use code FTL, like Free Talk Live, at MyPillow.com. And if for some reason you don't like it, within the first 60 days, you can send it back to them, and then you will get your purchase price back to you. But if you do like it, as Daryl and I have liked ours,
yes,
then you can feel good because the pillow is designed to last for at least 10 years. It's guaranteed for that. MyPillow.com, code FTL. What makes it special? Well, it's designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. And it's washable and dryable. You put it in the washer and dryer, it's designed for that. They really did a great job with this product. MyPillow.com, code FTL. So we go to your calls and thoughts. Sarah in Albuquerque, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, I just want to bring up that, you know, last year, 37,000 people were killed in auto-related crashes. Mm. And I think that most of it actually happened on the freeways. So
you think?
It's kind of, you know, it was announced that, I think, I don't know, over two-thirds of it, most of the fatalities happened on the freeway. That was what was announced. I don't
so
know what the
are you saying that
was.
Speed kills, Sarah?
Well, you know what? Sometimes, you know, you kind of wonder when you're on the freeway during rush hour. You kind of wonder, like, how is everybody not killed? But the fact of the matter is, everybody. Yeah, well, I mean, think about it. I mean, you're driving on the freeway in rush hour, and you're like, How did everybody not get killed? Well, it turns out that
isn't it amazing? The human propensity for self-preservation is very strong, and people are able to hurtle about in, you know, two-ton death traps and somehow manage to not actually get killed most of the time while doing that. It is amazing.
Refresh my memory. Are you from California? Is this California?
She's in New Mexico.
New Mexico. What traffic? Is there, like, major traffic in New Mexico? What cities are in New Mexico?
There's not much in New Mexico.
Albuquerque, Santa Fe.
Yeah, she's in Albuquerque.
Are those traffic-heavy places?
It's a city.
They're populated areas.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some reference for comparison. Like, I know San Diego is kind of crazy, and the New York area is crazy, but Boston obviously is kind of crazy.
I mean, there's no doubt that the more people there are on the roads, the more likely there are to be accidents, just because of numbers. And certainly, it is a dangerous place.
Even though there are more people traveling now than there were in 1975, there are fewer traffic fatalities now and fewer accidents now.
Really?
Why would that be? Institute for Highway Safety's website now.
I can understand why fatalities might go down because maybe the safety features of the cars have gotten so much better.
Yeah, and the airbags. Like painted lines in the road, that wasn't a thing if you go back far enough.
Well, actually, the studies show that if there aren't safety features on the roads, it actually makes people drive safer. So,
oh, really?
There's that.
Interesting.
But you know, there are fewer accidents now? Like, that doesn't make sense. Because people would seem to be as accident-prone as they would have been in the 1970s. Why? I mean, what's the speculation on why that would be?
I have no speculation at all. I'm just looking at the number of crashes. There were 39,161 crashes involving 55,534 vehicles with 44,525 deaths in 1975. 2016, which is the last year that IIHS has numbers
for. Did you just say 400,000 deaths?
No, 44,525.
Okay.
2016, there were 37,461 deaths, 34,439 crashes involving 52,231 vehicles.
So there you go, Sarah. Safer than ever to be on the roads.
Not safer than ever, because the numbers are up slightly from the last 5 years, but the trend historically is down significantly.
How about that, Sarah? What do you think?
Well, I mean, just because we're better than 1975, that's like almost 50 years ago. You know,
but there are also, Sarah, hold on. There are also more people traveling now, more people spending time on the roads now. So the percentage of drivers that wind up or passengers that wind up being killed is down. So it's not just a raw number that's down. The percentage is down as well. And you're the one that always likes throwing out percentages and numbers to say that, well, Albuquerque was number 1 year and then number 7, so we improved by 6. So
yeah, shouldn't she be celebrating the improvements?
One would think.
Here's the thing. It bothers me to hear like 37,000 people get killed. But you guys
I'm not happy that people die, Sarah. I'm not happy that people die, and you're trying to portray me as somebody that, like, celebrates auto fatalities.
Well,
I think I would advocate for more auto fatalities.
No, she called in one night to ask why I, you know, wasn't, just talking about how many people died, and I somehow supported it or something.
Sarah, what were you trying to say there?
If you get killed on the freeway tomorrow, all three of you, you'll die with a smile on your face.
Absolutely.
No, I wouldn't.
I would, because I would rather there be more accidents than less if it means more freedom. Our freedoms have just been restricted to such an insane degree that it's not worth it.
Well, the good news is we don't have a freeway around here.
It's true.
There's no freeways. There's an interstate. That's what they call the interstates out west. They call them freeways.
Right, but the nearest interstate is a half hour away from here.
That's true. Sarah, thanks for the call.
But yeah, here's the thing. The thing is that auto fatality has more fatalities than the flu, overdose, all the other deaths, gun shooting, domestic violence, church shooting, everything put together.
So what?
That's actually not true.
So what? Even let's assume it's true. So what?
Yeah,
So are you celebrating the 36,000 people that died from the flu? If you die from the flu, will you have a smile on your face, Sarah?
Let her answer the question. So what?
Well, it's a big deal to me because I'm afraid of cars. You guys are, the thing is, most people are perfectly happy getting killed on the freeway. That's the problem.
I don't think people are happy getting killed.
People aren't happy dying, Sarah.
Thanks for the call tonight. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE-LIKE-FREEDOM. I mean, it's certainly true that, you know, you should have a healthy awareness that cars could hurt you, right? Like,
yes.
You don't want to step out in front of a hurtling, you know.
I'm not exactly going to go out of my way to get killed, but if it happens, well, it's worth it.
Well, right.
Worth the price for living in a free society.
Well, we don't have a free society, but
we
have the ability to travel whether this society is free or not, generally, and it's important to be able to travel for the ability to, you know, have whatever kind of career you want to or live the lifestyle that you want to. Like, you do a lot of traveling, Chris, for Think Penguin.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
ThinkPenguin.com, which is your website where people can go and get privacy-oriented computer hardware, which, as we discovered this week, is more important now than ever with the Intel bug that came out saying that basically every Intel chip computer in the last 2 decades is essentially vulnerable unless people get their updates, and there are updates coming out for Linux and Windows this week. They have already hit, I think, so you can download those, because I was able to update both Windows and Linux right after that news hit.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't honestly know. I didn't really pay attention when I updated whether or not it was, you know,
you
specific
didn't look at the details.
To that. Yeah, but I'm sure you're probably right.
I suspected too. I didn't check either, but anyway, you go to thinkpenguin.com and you can load up on Linux-based privacy-oriented hardware from, like, top to bottom. It's good stuff. But you go to shows all around the country, and you are at high risk. I mean, sure, they say most accidents happen in the home, but, you know, they're talking about, like, slipping in the bathtub, and you probably will survive most of them.
Most car accidents, they say, happen within 1.5 miles of where you... But again... That includes the, you didn't stop fast enough at the stop sign and you bumped the person.
Yeah. 18, I did 18 hours the other, like, I don't know, was it over Christmas here?
Going down to North Carolina?
Yeah, each direction I did 18 hours. Yeah, down to North Carolina. And
you did it alone? You didn't switch off with Bob?
Oh, I'm sorry. I should correct me. I actually wasn't the one driving. Bob was. But,
okay.
He drove both directions.
So you did 18 hours of sitting
18
there.
Hours, basically, one shift. Well, I mean, we stopped for, restroom and
right.
stuff. But
it's food, hard to
but,
do it otherwise.
I mean, basically one, yeah. And we actually witnessed like five cars, major five car accident. And
you saw it happen?
I saw it happen. It happened right in front of us. And everybody survived. It didn't look like there was any injuries. One car was totally destroyed, but
some hurt feelings.
Yeah, and that wasn't bad considering we did 18 hours, I think.
All right, so check out thinkpenguin.com for more of Chris. Check out fpp.cc for more of Daryl and libertylobby.info for more of Daryl. See you tomorrow night, freetalklive.com.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.